Hello, everyone. This is American English Mosaic. 我是 Jessica.
欢迎大家来到美语训练班。我是杨林。
杨林，介绍一下今天的节目吧。
没问题。今天我们要去打保龄球。
Here it goes again.
聊聊受大家欢迎的电视节目。
They all get really good ratings and rave reviews.
抱怨一下对公司和领导的不满。
In other words, I think management is resistant to change.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说跑龙套。
不过咱们还是先花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Announce. Announce is spelled A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E.Announce.
Announce, 宣布。苹果公司宣布 iPhone 5即将上市。
Apple announced that it will be introducing the new features of the iPhone 5 on October 4th.
苹果公司宣布10月4日正式介绍 iPhone 5的新功能。
After months of speculation, Amazon announced its new Kindle Fire, a tablet with a $199 price tag.
经过数月的等待，亚马逊公司宣布平板电脑 Kindle Fire 即将上市，售价199美元。
U.S. insurance companies announced that healthcare benefit costs will go up 5.4% next year.
美国的保险业公司宣布，明年的健康保险费用将上涨 5.4%。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Announce, Announce, Announce.
哎，最近苹果和亚马逊都够忙乎的，现在新产品发布的消息真是此起彼伏。
Well, they need to keep consumers excited. That's how they lure you into their stores and make you spend money.
没错，新产品总能激起大家的购买欲。
Actually, in this sluggish economy, companies have to go out of their way to stimulate consumer spending.
是啊，不是都说刺激消费就能让经济复苏吗？用咱们下面要教的短语来说，就是 consumer spending will help the market bounce back, 对不对？
That's right. Now let's listen to words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第945讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
昨天我朋友跟我说，他打算去佛罗里达墨西哥湾的海边度假。大家都还记得去年墨西哥湾的原油泄露事件，结果让原本是旅游胜地的佛罗里达游客量锐减。不过我朋友告诉我，现在清理工作已经完成，那里的旅游业正在慢慢的复苏。这让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
bounce back. Bounce is spelled B-O-U-N-C-E and back, B-A-C-K. Bounce back.
Bounce 这个词本身是弹回的意思，而 bounce back 作为一个词组，意思是恢复原状、复苏。我们可以说
This region started to bounce back after the oil disaster.
这个地区在漏油灾难之后渐渐恢复过来。Bounce back 也可以用来形容人。我们来听听下面这个例句。
Grandma's fall on the ice last winter resulted in a badly broken leg. She spent months in a cast. Then she underwent weeks of physical therapy.Now, her doctors say she can resume normal activities. Nobody could be happier than Grandma that she's finally bounced back.
这段话是说，我奶奶去年冬天在冰上把腿摔骨折了，她戴了几个月的石膏，之后又做了好几个星期的理疗。现在医生说她能恢复正常的活动了。奶奶终于恢复健康了，她比所有人都要高兴。
是啊，老人身体恢复健康不容易。去年我爷爷得了感冒，足足过了两个月才痊愈。
My grandpa finally bounced back after 2 months of coughing.
我爷爷的咳嗽足足两个月才好。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Grandma's fall on the ice last winter resulted in a badly broken leg. She spent months in a cast. Then she underwent weeks of physical therapy. Now her doctors say that she can resume normal activities. Nobody could be happier than Grandma that she's finally bounced back.
Bounce back 除了指身体恢复健康以外，也可以指情绪上、情感上的恢复。在下面的这个例子里，我们来听听 Carlos 跟女朋友分手后做了什么。
Some guys have a hard time getting over a breakup with a girlfriend. That's not the case with Carlos. He doesn't get depressed or become withdrawn. In fact, no sooner does he end one relationship than he begins another.He bounces back quickly.
这段话是说，一些人在与女朋友分手之后一蹶不振，但卡洛斯可不是这样，他绝不会抑郁或者就此变得沉默寡言。实际上，每当他结束一段恋情之后，马上就会开始新的恋情，他很快就能够恢复过来。
这也太快了吧，或许是卡洛斯提出分手的。
He doesn't need a lot of time to bounce back after the breakup.
他分手之后很快就能够恢复过来。我们看到 bounce back 可以用来形容很多种情况，比如说财政困难之后的经济恢复、身体复原或是情感上的恢复。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Some guys have a hard time getting over a breakup with a girlfriend. That's not the case with Carlos.He doesn't get depressed or become withdrawn. In fact, no sooner does he end one relationship than he begins another. He bounces back quickly.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 bounce back, 意思是恢复原状、复苏。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。说到 bounce back， 前几天我看杂志，说到一个几年前在拍戏时被烧伤的女演员，现在终于复出了，真令人感动哎。The actress story of bouncing back from the horrible accident, it's so inspiring.
I'm so happy for her.
这个女演员也真够不容易的，从跑龙套的做起，熬了很多年才红哎。
跑龙套？ You have to explain to me what that means.
听听下面的节目，你就知道了。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Donnie 在北京学中文，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是无穷要问的。跑龙套，群众演员。
Hey, Wu Qiong, did you watch the 2008 Beijing Olympics opening ceremony?
Yes, I did. What about you?
No, but I heard it was awesome. Did you like it?
我挺喜欢的，但是我真替那些跑龙套的觉得累。
跑龙套的？ You mean the extras or the walk-ons?
对，就是参加表演但镜头不多的群众演员。还真挺形象的 ,extra, 多余的 ,walk on, 在台上走来走去的就是跑龙套的。
Exactly, but they're very important as well.
赚钱少，工作时间又长，真的很辛苦，而且他们中很多人其实都很多才多艺。
You're right. As a matter of fact, many famous actors started out as extras.
没错，很多大腕就是从跑龙套开始。对了，大腕美语怎么说？
大腕就是 big shot, B-I-G, big, S-H-O-T, shot, big shot.
Big shot, 这个好记。唉，我也好想当明星啊，可是以我这样的条件，最多也只能当个替身。那 Donnie, 替身又该怎么说呢？
替身是 stunt double. Stunt doubles are used when special skills are needed for a performance. For example, playing the piano, dancing, or car racing.
Stunt 是特技，所以 stunt double 就是替身。糟糕，这些特技我一个都不会，看来我连替身演员 stunt double 都做不成。
别这么说，你可以跟我学好美语，作为你的才艺啊。Now let's see what you've learned today.
第一， 跑龙套的群众演员是 extra 或者是 walk on。 第二，大腕儿是 big shot。 第三，替身是 stunt double。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
没错， a lot of big shots started as extras， 好多大明星都是从跑龙套开始的。现在看老电影，经常能发现成名前的大明星在里面演什么路人甲什么的。
Some of them also started as stunt doubles。
对，不过我觉得替身演员比跑龙套更不容易，他们经常做些很危险的事。 If you ask me to choose, I choose to be an extra, not a stunt double。
What if I asked you to be an extra, but you had to play a dead body?
啊，演死人，这可有点晦气，我不敢。
But what if I told you this was for CSI?
CSI? 犯罪现场，那可是很牛的美剧，让我演什么都行。
I bet a lot of people would love to be seen on CSI.
对啊，今天的美语三级跳里也要讲这个电视剧，让咱们来听听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电视节目单元的高级课程。
Will and Jane are on a date and talking about what kind of TV shows they like to watch, and it so happens that Will loves TV crime dramas.
Crime drama 就是侦破片。Professor, 我听说最近几年 crime drama 已经是美国最受欢迎的电视剧了呢，这是为什么呢？
Let's see what Will and Jane have to say about it.
So, Will, you really like crime dramas, huh? Why are you so into them?
I really want to become a lawyer one day, so I think watching shows like Law and Order is pretty good preparation for my future career.
Oh, come on. That show is so boring.Each show has the same plot. The police arrest someone for a crime, and then he goes to trial.
No way! It's totally interesting the way it shows how the American justice system works. If it were so boring, why would there be so many spin-offs?
Well, that's one thing we can agree on. There are definitely a lot of cookie-cutter spin-offs.
Law and Order, 法律与秩序，这讲的是警察侦破罪案、法庭审案的故事。Will 喜欢看这个片子。因为他可以从中学到关于美国司法系统的一些知识呢。
That's right. Will likes it, but what does Jane think about the show?
Jane 觉得这片子没意思。不过 Will 说，如果这片子不吸引人，就不会有那么多 spin-offs, 仿照他所拍的同类型的电视剧啦。
Exactly. You know, you can call other things spin-offs too. For example, the new Italian restaurant was so popular...that there were soon three other spin-offs.
Jane 还用到了 cookie cutter 这个词。Cookie cutter 就是做饼干的时候切面的模子。Professor, 在这里 cookie cutter 是不是指千篇一律的东西呢？
Yes. For example, I could say that I never believe my students when they give me cookie cutter excuses for why they didn't do their homework, like saying that their dog ate it.
Well, what are some of the other crime dramas you like?
Do you know the show Crime Scene Investigation? We usually call it CSI. It's about a team of police investigators solving crimes in Las Vegas.
Sure, I've heard of CSI. What other shows do you like?
Oh, there are lots of other great crime dramas. There is also CSI New York and CSI Miami.
Will, can't you see that those are all the same show? They just happen in different cities.
No way, they're all totally different. And besides, they all get really good ratings and rave reviews.
CSI, 犯罪现场调查，也是一个非常红的电视剧呢。后来的 CSI New York, 还有 CSI Miami, 就是最初那版 CSI 的 spin-offs.
That's right. But what does Will say?
他说啊，这些电视剧都得到了 good ratings, 高收视率，还有 rave reviews, 非常好的评论。
That's right, Winnie. The word rave is often used as a verb, meaning to praise something highly.
Rave 通常是动词，意思是极力赞扬。您能举个例子吗？
Well, I decided to take my next vacation in Greece after my sister came back from her visit there raving about how great it was.
You know, all this talk reminds me that CSI Miami is coming on pretty soon. Do you mind if I cut our date short so I can get home and watch it?
You want to end our date early just so you can go home and watch TV? Was the last episode a real cliffhanger and you have to see tonight's episode?
Yeah, I can't wait to get home so I can see the sequel.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, Will, because there will definitely not be a sequel to this date.
Will 居然要提前结束约会，赶回家看今晚播出的 CSI Miami。哈，我看这只是个借口吧。不过 Professor, Jane 提到一个词 cliffhanger, 这是什么意思呢？
A cliffhanger is a chapter of a book or an episode of a TV show that ends without resolving the plot.
哦，我明白了。Cliffhanger 是由两个部分组成 ，cliff 悬崖 ，hanger 悬挂物。所以呢 ，cliffhanger 就好比是有人在悬崖边命悬一线。这指的呢，就是在书里还有电视里那种有悬念、让人紧张的情节。这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
现在的电视剧都爱跟风。
If one show gets high ratings and rave reviews, the market will be flooded with cookie cutter spin-offs.
没错 ,That's why original ideas are so precious.
不过啊，要想做出有创意的东西，员工要对工作有热情，而且公司领导也得鼓励创新。不然，好的创意永远不能被发现，也不能变成好的产品。
That's very true. Now let's listen to business etiquette. Lisa is complaining that her good ideas are not taken seriously by the company.
礼节美语。
Lisa 告诉同事 Emily, 新年过后她准备辞职，因为她觉得眼下的工作很无聊，又没有升职的机会。她说
The other problem is I think the company is really set in its ways.
What do you mean?
In other words, I think management is resistant to change. I've given great proposals to my section chief, and I've even sent emails with ideas on how to streamline operations to the big boss. But the reaction is always the same.
What do they say when you offer suggestions?
Usually something like, we'll take a look and get back to you. But that's the last I'll ever hear from them.
Lisa 还觉得公司的运作墨守成规
Set in one's ways
是指生活方式或做事方法一成不变类似的说法还有
Stuck in a rut Rut is spelled R-U-T Rut
是指车轱辘留下的痕迹
To be stuck in a rut
现在车轱辘的印子里也是墨守成规一成不变的意思Lisa 说自己向部门经理和公司老板提出过很多好的建议但是都没有得到重视得到的回答一般都是
We'll take a look and get back to you
我们看一下再答复你可后面就再也没有任何消息了
So, do you have any job prospects lined up?
I've been sending out resumes and I've got a couple of bites
I see, so you've pretty much made up your mind to quit then?
I think soI'll miss seeing you every day.
I'll miss you too. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Don't burn any bridges when you make your move.
What do you mean?
Emily 问 Lisa 她工作找得怎么样了。
Do you have any job prospects lined up?
Lisa 说自己发了一些简历已经有一些公司对她表示有兴趣了。
I've gotten a couple of bites. Bite. B-I-T-E. Bite.
在这里是上钩的意思。也就是说他的简历引起了一些公司的兴趣看起来 Lisa 真的决定要走了 Emily 好心地建议他说
Don't burn any bridges
辞职的时候不要把事做绝要给自己留条后路 Emily 进一步解释说
I mean don't tell the boss you hate your job or him Simply inform them that you plan to resign from your position and do your best to train your replacementThat way, this company can remain a backup option for you.
You make a good point. I'll try to be as professional about this as possible. Thanks, Emily. Talking to you makes me feel much better.
Sure. Now, let's eat.
Emily 劝 Lisa 不要
burn any bridges，
断了自己的后路，不用告诉老板对公司有多么不满意，而且还要
do your best to train your replacement，
尽力把交接工作做好。这里所说的
replacement
指的是接替 Lisa 工作的那个人。Emily 说，这样的话，现在的公司还能是 Lisa 的后补选项
backup option。
Lisa 觉得 Emily 这番话很有道理，并保证自己在处理这件事的时候
I'll try to be as professional as possible。
这里的
professional
是专业的，
as professional as possible
意思是尽可能按照职场的惯例去做。
Don't burn your bridges， 这句话说得好，We all need backup plans. 得给自己留条后路。
Well, that may be true, but sometimes you need to burn the bridges. That may be the only way you can be fully committed to doing something.
你是说自己断了后路，背水一战？ That's too risky. Don't be too hard on yourself.
No pain, no gain.
好了，咱们别争论了，还是轻松一下吧。Now let's go bowling.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey, Yangshan. Let's go bowling.
我不会打保龄球。
Don't worry. I'll teach you how to bowl. First, hold the ball in your left hand.
Oh, wow. 好重啊。差点闪了我的腰。
It's not that heavy. All right. Walk up to the line at the bottom of the bowling lane with the ball and center yourself.In the lane.
Okay, 站到保龄球道的中间。
Now, hold the ball with your right hand only.
Mm-hmm.
Swing it behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And then swing it forward and let it go.
Okay, here it goes.
Gutter ball.
Gutter ball?
A gutter ball is when your ball goes into the gutter.
勾球。
Yeah, and since you didn't...hit anything, you don't get any points, but you do get another chance.
Okay, let me try again. Oh, no, another gutter ball.
Maybe it would help if you watched me bowl and see what I do.
Okay, Patrick.
Watch closely, Yang Chen. Here it goes.
Yeah, good job, Patrick.
Yeah, it was just okay.I hit 7 bowling pins out of 10 bowling pins. P-I-N-S.
Okay, 你一下子打倒了七个球瓶。Nice.
I still have to hit 3 more. In bowling, a player gets 2 turns. I have another chance to knock the remaining 3 pins down.
所以你要把剩下的三个都打倒。Come on, Patrick. You can do it.
Here it goes again.
打保龄球时扔出 gutter ball 最丢人了，
多练练就没事了。
But it's so embarrassing.
If you're afraid of losing face, you can practice bowling at home. For example, you can play bowling video games.
在家里用保龄球游戏模拟练习，这个主意好哎。 Do you want to join me?
Sure.
那咱们就比试一下。好，今天的节目时间差不多了。这次节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，咱们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜拜。
一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》。内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。